The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Guess we must have been off the air there for a minute. Well, I'll start all over. Free Talk Live, it's you can call in and talk about whatever you want. I've got a story here from AL.com. Apparently, Pornhub, one of the most viewed pornography websites on the internet, is offering a $25,000 college scholarship for the person who best answers the question, how do you strive to make others happy? And I think, and apparently it's got some feminists upset. And that adds an interesting twist to the article.
Right, and I've not read the entire article. I did go to the article, and then I got distracted by the slideshow that they had, where they show what the most popular search terms are for porn in Alabama, according to Pornhub, which is one of the more viewed websites for internet pornography. And, you know, I have to say that people in Alabama are really living up to the stereotype, because they show a bunch of different cities, including Huntsville and Decatur, where we're on the air. And in Huntsville, Decatur, Birmingham, Trussville, which is the city right outside of Birmingham where I went to high school, Auburn, which is a big college town, all of these places, one of the following two terms, or both of them, are in the top six. Stepmom, stepsister. So it's really living up to the stereotype that people in the South are into incest. And, you know, I have to say I'm disappointed that they're living up to the stereotype.
There you go. Who would never even consider that that might be something someone would search for? But, you know, whatever. Apparently, applications for this $25,000 college scholarship are also required. Applicants are required to submit a 2 to 5 minute video that elaborates on the good work that you do and anything else that you might want to say, according to the website's new philanthropic arm called Pornhub Cares. So you send in a
if
video.
If they really cared, they'd send a prostitute every now and then.
What they say here is they want you to create a video. Listen to me. Create a video about how you strive to make others happy and elaborate on the good work that you do and anything else you might want to say.
Yeah, they're going to get a lot of porn.
Yes, they are. He said that the scholarship will be awarded to the most deserving candidate who shows examples of their leadership and community involvement. If you're against pornography and an anti-pornography crusader, this is probably not the scholarship for you, Price. This is Corey Price, the president, vice president of Pornhub, says, he told the newspaper. The scholarship is open to anyone already attending college and having a GPA of 3.2 or higher, so they're not looking for the dum-dums here. All submissions must be received by midnight, October 31st. Many feminist groups and others are speaking out against Pornhub's endeavor. Pornography is, by its nature, sexual exploitation. If Pornhub truly cared about disadvantaged youth, they would be giving away scholarship money without exploiting thousands of teenagers, said Don Hawkins, executive director of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Pornhub is clearly using its Pornhub is clearly using this so-called scholarship opportunity to fuel their own industry, where the number one search term in porn is teen. Okay, so.
Yeah, and the Miss America thing is, you know, like objectifying women and blah, 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 yada,
well, that's
yada.
The point here is exploitation. The key word here is exploitation. What does that mean to you? Because I'm reasonably certain that most people, if you ask, and I'm talking about not just the majority, but not 51%, I'm talking 91%, would take a certain amount of money to do pornography. Now, most of their rates would be significantly higher.
I'd do it for free, depending on what she looks like.
That there's also that crowd, too. But I'm just saying that people are going to take... The vast majority of people have their price. Therefore, it's not exploitation.
Right. So this leads me to the conversation that I've heard. I've actually heard somebody have this conversation to someone. For $50,000, would you have sex with me?
Would I have sex with you for $50,000?
No.
We need to go higher.
That was the question that I heard a male ask a female one time. And she said, $50,000? Yeah, sure. He said, okay. How about $5,000? She said, what do you think I am? He said, no, you already said you would for $50,000. So we already know what you are. Now we're just negotiating. I actually heard someone have that conversation, not just someone give that as a hypothetical conversation.
Yes, well, somebody's going to fall into just about any of these. There's no doubt about it. But that's really the point here is that we're all porn actors. It's just that we haven't got our price yet.
Right.
No one's made the offer that we're willing to take. So if some young ladies decide to take hundreds or even thousands of dollars in order to do porn, I don't know how porn makes money. When you go to this website, Pornhub.com, H-U-B, you will find free porn.
Yes.
I remember there used to be stores where you would go buy VHS tapes with porn.
Those still exist.
I don't understand how, but okay.
Because they sell things other than DVDs.
When Mark says he remembers, he has many, many fond memories.
They sell things that in Alabama must be used for educational or scientific purposes.
You can't use it as a marital aid?
No, scientific or educational.
Okay.
That is thanks to the former attorney general that Loretta Knoll, she founded the marijuana party. She sent him an inflatable pig, and it got a lot of publicity because he was on this crusade to close down all of the sex shops that were selling sex toys. And based on some interpretation of some opinion that he came out with, it was determined that educational or scientific purposes, and so all of the stores have signs that say all of our products are for scientific or educational purposes only. Sort of like how you go to a store and they've got these glass pipes and there's the sign that says for tobacco use only.
I get it, but you still really haven't answered. You've told me an interesting story about some place in Alabama where you have to have some silly sign up in order to sell ding-dongs and wee-wees, whatever it is. I'm trying to find out how these companies make money.
Oh, okay. I know how they make money. So if you go to Pornhub.com and you type in like casting couch,
okay,
or something else, they will show you snippets of the video, And then it says, to see the full video, go to, and then there's a website, and then you have to go and pay a membership. So because there are some people that like seeing the full two-hour video, they'll go pay $49.95 a month.
I got you. Do you think that pornography is exploitation? If so, 855-450-3733. Or if you think it isn't, 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dynavite. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps at every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax in the yeast cultures in the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but apparently Pornhub is offering a college scholarship, and that has some people upset, including, I guess, some feminist organizations. Yeah, whatever. If you want to save 15, 20, 25, 30, some people got more than 30% off of everything that you buy at Amazon, you can go through SaveItPurse.com. What SaveItPurse.com allows you to do is essentially work with people who have Amazon credits, and you spend Bitcoin. You have to have Bitcoin. This is the reason you should get Bitcoins, and I'm going to tell you how to get Bitcoins here in the next segment. Go to SaveItPurse.com, and yeah, you put up there what you're willing to pay, and they'll bid on it. There's actually an instant option too, where you can save. I think it's 5% instantly.
5% instant.
This is like getting a raise. If you get a 5% raise at work, that'd be huge. Well, I'm telling you, you can get 25% off of, it's 20% on average. 20% on average, you can save 20% off of everything you buy. So it's saveatpurse.com.
And I've got an interesting story about this. There was a product that I wanted to purchase that was not available on Amazon.com. It was only available from Amazon.co.uk, which is the British version of Amazon. So I put that in a wish list, put that on Purse, wound up saving 30%.
Amazing. With the shipping?
30% included the discount on the shipping.
Interesting. Let's go to Jake calling in from St. George, Utah. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just wondering, you know, you guys often have an interesting take on what's going on. So I was wondering what you thought about this transgender teen there in, I believe it was Missouri, who's insisting on showering in the girls' locker room, even though he hasn't undergone any of the operations, and they actually have accommodated him with a gender-neutral restroom. But he's insisted on using the girls' shower room, and they've gone ahead and said that's okay. I was just kind of wondering what your thoughts were on that.
We actually did this story on the air, Ian and I. I'm not sure what night it was, so who the co-host might have been, but we did do this story.
It was Monday. It was just you and Ian.
I see. And I tend to agree with you, except for the obvious use of the male pronoun when she would prefer the other. But I think that if you want to have a female pronoun, fine. I'll do my very best to remember to call you a female pronoun. But if you want to use the girls' locker room, you're going to have to have made the commitment, right? You're going to have had this operation already. So, nope. Your gender-neutral bathroom is all that one can expect in that circumstance. The high school has gone as far as they need to go, in my mind, and nope, I don't think it needs to go any further.
Yes, I need to use the girls' locker room because I'm a trans ginger.
That's right. That's the Cartman joke. If you want to see South Park, they actually addressed this issue before it came out. But Cartman, being his mercenary self, was actually just doing that to have a private bathroom.
Yeah, so I've not really read much on this story, so I don't know all of the details.
That's pretty much it. There's a transgender teen who wants to, change.
Like, private bathroom? I would have loved a private shower.
Sure. That would have been awesome.
I would have loved it.
I mean, I don't know about... By
yeah, but school, you also would have loved to shower in the girls' locker room, too.
I suspect all of us would have. I was embarrassed when I was doing... I think it was junior high when we had to start showering in the locker room. And I was embarrassed that first few times, having to do that. But by high school, I didn't care anymore.
Yeah, I was injured for a while during my high school sports career and ended up being the... manager, like an assistant to the PE coach, but also like to the medical guy specifically for the girls basketball team. And so I would go on the all away teams and be on the bus and all that stuff. And that I would
you do that again?
Yeah, I'd do that again.
Excellent, Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did we surprise you?
No. I actually, I kind of like to check myself with the opinions of others and see if my thinking is a little skewed. And that was kind of my thought. When I heard they had a gender-neutral bathroom, I thought, okay, issue over. Why is this even going on?
And, yeah, I think that this is just another reason why your kids shouldn't be in government school.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
Thanks so much for the call, Jake. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. I guess we are the voice of libertarianism. And I don't mind. I'll do my very best to represent the ideas of liberty as best I can.
So I guess the thing that confuses me, and it's something that when I said, you know, want more information that you didn't really have, so I'll just say what I'm looking for, and hopefully somebody knows this info. Why is this person needing to shower? Is she on, like, some sports team? Because when I was in high school,
now this is PE.
There were no requirements for physical education after eighth grade.
Oh, my. No, absolutely
not. The only people that had physical education through high school were people that played sports.
When I was in high school, we had a year and a half mandatory physical education. So it was a freshman and half a sophomore year. You decided which half you wanted to do it. I actually did it in, I think, summer school, so I didn't have to do it in my sophomore year. And
freshman year, you took health, and that that met the requirement for your physical education thing through high school.
Our high school,
nobody else had P except for athletes.
We had square dancing, which was actually pretty cool. I got to learn how to square dance. I think I thought it was fine. But that was the only time we didn't have to shower. Basically, the coach would tell us at the end of it, hey, you got to take showers. And we'd have to all go take showers. So, for playing soccer, I think it's fine for the coach to say, yes, everybody's got to take a shower. So that's what that.
Right. I don't want to sit next to some smelly kid, but I'm trying to learn history. But I'm also curious why people are, in gym class in high school unless they're on some sports team.
No. Okay. I'm telling you, because when I went to high school, and I'm sure different high schools have differences, I was required to take a year of, I guess it was a credit and a half or something like that, a full year and then a half year. Physical education, not health. That was the other half, and we called it life management skills or something like that. And I think they taught you how to write a check, and that was about it.
That would be home ec.
Yeah, it was something like home ec. It was taught by the home ec teacher, but it was about STDs. You know, get to have the silicone scrotum and feel around for the marble in it, for testicular cancer.
The girls never had that.
The girls had the silicone breasts, and they had to feel around for the marble for the breast cancer.
See, we needed those in Alabama for educational purposes, but apparently we couldn't get those back in the 90s.
The girl that hadn't bloomed quite as early as the other girls, I'd heard the story that she'd put them both of the silicone breasts on just to sort of pretend. She had something there for briefly. Anyway, these are the kind of things that get said by immature people in high school. I don't know. If you think that this young person should be able to shower, and this young transgendered two female person should be able to shower in the girls' locker room, please give us a call at 855-450-3733 and explain it to me. 855-450-FREE. And, well, I'm still interested in how porn is exploitation, according to this.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, I keep hearing from the government that, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Talking about this story from AL.com about Pornhub giving out a scholarship to a student who shows how they make other people happy.
I nominate Bill Knox for the scholarship.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Bill Knox.
Bell Knox.
Oh, Bell Knox sounds like a porn star.
You would be yes. She's a libertarian porn star.
Libertarian.
That's been discussed on this program numerous
I'm
times.
I'm sorry, I don't remember the names of actors and actresses.
Her real name is Miriam Weeks. She's a student at Duke University. And
well, I like that you respect her profession enough to give it the proper title, sir. She's a fine young actress.
She was making pornography in order to pay for college.
Well, excellent. This is right for her because it's a $25,000 scholarship for somebody who gives them a video showing how they make other people happy.
She made a lot of people happy with her videos.
Yep, you can. There's evidence. It's like it's written all over her face. So the point that I'm trying to make here is there's some people that are upset about this scholarship even being offered.
Yes.
Right. And one of them is this. Gal Dawn Weeks from the executive director of the National Center for Sexual Exploitation. And the claim is that Pornhub is clearly using this so-called scholarship opportunity to fuel their own industry where the number one search term is teen. And, I think it's transparent. I will agree with you. But to suggest that porn is exploitation, I think is a real problem. And I made the point that pretty much everybody's willing to do some porn if you pay them enough. And so there, at this point, you're just talking about people who are trying to negotiate a price. Well, the application rules for the scholarship do not specifically prescribe that the video submission be pornographic. The fact that the applicants must be 18 years of age makes Pornhub's motives quite obvious. This company is built on the legacy of exploitation and is no more charitable in mind than a tobacco company that offers a scholarship to whichever teen can smoke the most of its brand name cigarettes. Now,
is there such a thing to where you sit there and chain smoke cigarettes to get a scholarship from Marlboro?
I think that addiction is different than, porn. Porn is, people like to look at naked people. Like, there's just a lot of evidence for that.
Yes.
And
there are cave paintings that will, help you prove your case there. Like, here is a naked cave woman. This shows you that people like to see naked people.
Indeed they do.
I just want to make a commentary on the word exploitation and that. I want to make a small promotion here. There's an animator, a guy who does like these cartoons on YouTube, and one of the cartoons that is done by this guy, Bit Butter, on YouTube, is one by the title of Edgar the Exploiter. Edgar, like as an Edgar Allan Poe. It doesn't have anything to do with Edgar Allan Poe, but Edgar the Exploiter. And I recommend that if people want to be able to better communicate about when someone is using that word exploitation, you should watch that video because it's a really good sort of like libertarian education. And they have a lot of other really good liberty videos as well that I think people should check out. Roger Ver is now working with them on a series about Bitcoin too, which is
awesome.
Really cool.
And there are some people that will use the term exploitation to mean any employment opportunity. So like, Johnson, if you pay me money to do labor that you either don't know how or don't want to do, and I agree to it, well, I am being exploited in exchange for money.
A win-win situation? That's win-win. It's exploitation. You're both exploiting each other. Win-win. But you must be losing because the word exploit was used.
Right. The only and it's, what's obvious here to this woman is that with this final sentence, actually this is a different one. Irene. Oh,
Dover.
I don't know. Whatever. It's a hyphenated name. You could have almost guessed that, right? Anyway, said that Pornhub and its industry must be held accountable for violence and exploitation of women. Now, I've seen porn, and I've seen men in it. And you got to tell me, certainly, there's porn out there that I do not find to be, I find it to be distasteful. This whole choking people and all this stuff. I've seen that, and I think it's disgusting.
Yes.
But those people are being paid, and they know what they're doing, and whatever floats their boat is their business. But nobody has anything to say about the men that are in this, because fundamentally this is sexism.
What about the gay male porn where it's two men?
Right.
One of those is exploiting the other one,
Which one's being exploited? So, anyway, let's go to Nathan calling in on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, the obvious answer is that they're exploiting each other for mutual exploitation.
Yeah, how can you do that?
No, the correct answer is the hairy guy is exploiting the guy that's got a body wax.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe Derek J would know.
I get the impression Derek J likes a good exploiting.
Yes. So I had a trip recently, and I had a story about it. I thought maybe Johnson and Daryl might find interesting. Maybe Mark will find interesting too. It's about
you better make sure I'm interested. I'm with my finger hovering over the button. Go ahead.
Okay. So it was a mega church that I went to on a recent trip, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, actually, I was taking a guided tour in a little golf cart, so I wasn't actually participating in this mega church, but. Okay. So it was a very impressive mega church. I'm not going to name where it is or what it is, but it had this big campus with, a coffee shop and high school gym and
all. Did they have a mega homeless shelter there?
They had like a little prayer gazebo where homeless bums would show up and like, I just want to camp here, man.
But no mega homeless shelter, right? They probably booted them out as fast as they could. Because that's the Christian thing to do.
No mega homeless shelter. So the point, the point of the story is that I saw something extremely interesting in the lobby. It was a portrait of the president of this mega church from like 50 years ago as a young man just starting out in his religion career thing. And, you know, on this little newspaper clipping, within the first paragraph, I saw something about how spanking is like the word of God and, you know, you have to balance firm hand of discipline with justice and fairness and this and that. And, you know, so my first reaction was, you know, how often do you go to a place and they have a sign in the lobby that tells you that you're entering a bad place, you know? And second, I was wondering what your reaction would be to this, Johnson, because it just gave me this creepy vibe, like this cognitive dissonance of, like, you know, you had this big, luxurious facility. I mean, I guess I can call it luxurious. It had a coffee shop. It had a gym. You know, to me, this is a luxurious facility. It was like 50 acres or something.
I don't know. A sign about a scumbag in a shrine to scumbaggery? I mean, like, no, color me not surprised. You know, like...
Well, yeah, it's just... It gave me this weird ominous, you know, dissonance of like, this is such a, you know, nice looking facility and there are people walking around smiling and this and that. And the leader of this facility, who's apparently been the leader of it for 50 years or however long the place has been there, believes in spanking and violence. And, you know, I even found him on YouTube and I could find within 5 minutes of a video of him talking about the same thing.
Welcome to our temple of lies. Prepare to be abused.
I take umbrage with the scumbaggery thing. So spanking is something that's going out of fashion. And it wasn't out of fashion however many years ago this guy said this. Now, the fact that they still have the sign up shows that they're reveling in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I suspect anybody that anybody you can think of that you respect, Johnson, was likely spanked and likely spanked their children. If you just, you know, just think about these people from the past that you respect, and there they are, they're spankers, because that's what was done. Spanking has been shown now. They can kind of see that, you know, it's associated with increases in drug abuse and, you know, teen runaways and a variety of other things that are, you know.
Lowered IQ.
Well, I don't know, but most of the people I can think of that I respect, they're actually like, they all come to mind and be like, no, absolutely not. They would not be spankers.
I take umbrage with the lower IQ one because I'm not sure whether people with lower IQs spank their kids or whether kids with get spanked get lower IQs. Nathan, do you have more on this?
Nope, that's all. Have a good night, gentlemen.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Wait, wait, wait.
are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. In the final moments here, we might be able to slip you in. 855-450-FREE. Does that sound like a double entendre to you guys?
It certainly did with the way the music stopped.
Considering that we were talking about porn.
It was like, slip it in. The music stopped. Yeah,
we can slip it in.
Apparently, I should be wearing a TV repairman outfit. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson. Either that or a pizza guy outfit. Like, hey, I'm here from...
I was the pizza guy for a few weeks. Ultimately, the reason...
Were you cutting holes in the boxes?
I wasn't. I never even considered doing that.
Did you ever see the Cyanide and Happiness pizza delivery cartoon?
I don't think so, no.
Absolutely hilarious. You should watch it after the show.
Okay. It's just a strip, right? Cyanide and Happiness.
No, they do cartoons.
They have okay. YouTube videos.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Well, I ultimately quit being a pizza man because...
It wasn't as glamorous as porn made you think it was?
I never considered it to be glamorous for an instant, but I had to deliver a pizza to my renter's house, and it was just... I don't know. I just couldn't handle it. Like, I'm just too vain for that. For the person that I'm renting in a residence to, I've got to deliver them a pizza, and it was just mortifying to me. But I did have a situation with a MILF, as it were, that was pretty clearly, if I would have said one thing about, hey, mind if I swing by after work or whatever, things would have gone very well. I didn't do it, but I was like, huh. And it, you know, the thing is that if she ordered a pizza the next night or something like that, I wouldn't necessarily have been the one to deliver it.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Anyway.
Do you want to stay around for a slice?
A connection missed there, as it were.
I like the meat lovers special.
Apparently, however, Donald Trump could commit. Is that right? Did you get the story here, Daryl?
I've got a story here about Donald Trump and his commitment, or rather his signing of a pledge that, as U.S. News points out, is not a legally binding document. And it's not clear if it could actually wind up being enforced if he did renege and back out of the agreement later. What agreement is that, you may be asking? Well, remember during the Republican presidential debate about a month ago when one of the blowhards from Fox asked the question of, would anybody on this stage not endorse or not willing to say that they'll endorse whomever is the eventual Republican candidate? And Donald Trump raised his hand and said, yeah, like, I've got to respect the person before I'm going to support them and endorse them. Well, Rents Priebus, who's the chair of the Republican National Committee, decided that, well, we need a loyalty oath, and all of the candidates need to sign this loyalty oath. And it was clearly directed at the Donald, because he had previously said, like, I'm not going to say right now that I'll necessarily endorse and support whomever is the Republican, and I might look into running independent, third party, whatever. Well, apparently today the Donald held a news conference, and he signed a pledge stating that, well, let me tell you what Donald said.
Okay.
He said, it is my great honor to pledge my total support and loyalty to the Republican Party and the conservative principles for which it stands. This is far and away the best way to secure victory against the Democrats in November 2016. I am leading in all local and national polls.
The Democrats that he gave money to in the past.
My whole life has been about winning, and this is what must be done in order to win the election and, most importantly, to make America great again. And I don't actually have the text of the pledge in front of me.
Because that would be important. But
well, I read the pledge.
Okay.
And it says that the person will
not
support.
Speak. Yeah.
Will support the eventual nominee and will not seek the nomination of another political party and will not run as an independent.
Okay.
But it does not say, I will not accept the nomination of another political party, just that I will not seek the nomination.
So what does support? They're pledging to support the candidate, so what does support mean? I support my esteemed colleague here on the stage. However, he's wrong on this, this, and this.
Right, so it's one of these sort of things, and as U.S. News pointed out, it's not a legally binding document.
And Trump has...
And there's no way to really enforce this thing if he does wind up, you know, losing the Republican nomination and says, oh, you know what, here's this party that's got some ballot access, and I'll throw $20 million towards getting them on all the other ballots, and now I'm their nominee.
Yeah, I know that Trump had a situation where he wanted to renegotiate a bond that he had floated at one point that he didn't like the rates of. This was back during when interest rates were low and that sort of thing. And he didn't have any problem sort of breaking an agreement that he had at that point. You know,
he's filed bankruptcy four times. Of course he doesn't have any problem breaking an agreement.
Yeah.
He'll point out, that was not Donald Trump the person. That was Donald Trump Enterprises that filed bankruptcy. So, therefore, like, not the same thing.
Have you guys seen Donald Trump on Facebook?
I don't know. What's that mean?
Oh, it is hilarious. So there's basically somebody who took the name Donald Trump on Facebook and created like a community group that is, it's fake.
Yeah, sure.
But it's got his icon and it looks like it's Donald Trump as a profile. But, I mean, the posts that this profile makes are hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
So things like, listen, America, we don't need frivolous things like health care. 99% of all hospital visits are caused by the consumption of Mexican food. I'm telling you, once I deport these guys, we'll get back to being known as the healthiest country on earth.
That's good.
You know,
Speaking of Mexico, he wants to force the Mexican government to pay for the wall that he wants to build on the Mexican border.
Well, he's got comments on that, too. He says, the Chinese make my clothing line, so I'm sure they can make my wall. I've never seen them do it personally, but I have it on good authority that they've done it before. It's just
ludicrous stuff is what it is.
It's ludicrous stuff, but it's really well written to sound like it's in Trump's voice, you know? Like,
there was a...
So, I have the actual wording of the pledge that the Donald signed. I, Donald Trump, signature there, confirm that if I do not win the 2016 Republican nomination for President of the United States, I will endorse the 2016 Republican presidential nominee, regardless of who it is. I further pledge that I will not seek to run as an independent or write-in candidate, nor will I seek or accept It does say accept. Or accept the nomination for president of any other party.
Well, there you go. I'm sure that Donald won't do whatever the heck he wants when the time comes.
But again, not a legally binding contract.
So it seems pretty clear to me that if Trump runs, that it'll throw off the votes for the Republican and the Democrat to win. Does that make sense?
That's what some people will claim.
Seems likely. I mean, that's how things go. I'm not claiming that people shouldn't have the right to choose who
but
it is.
But there are many other things that one need to look at. Is Bernie Sanders going to run as something other than a Democrat?
If he ran
and
as an
independent? If there's two major independent candidates, Trump and Bernie Sanders, who is supposedly screwing the election for whom?
Right. Well, that would
say they're all screwing it for the Libertarian, but nobody wants to listen to me.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is if it's just one independent that gets in, if Sanders gets in, it pretty much messes it up for the Democrat. And if Trump gets in, it messes it up for the Republican.
And let me guess, you're going to cite 1992 as your evidence for something allowing a Democrat to wind up winning, right?
I can tell you George Bush Sr. cites 1992 as his evidence.
Right. But if you look at exit polling that happened, and if you even look at the polls from the time period in the summer when Ross Perot was out of the race, George H.W. Bush was trailing in all of the polls when Ross Perot was not in the election. The exit polling shows that people were pretty much evenly split between would have supported Bush and would have supported Clinton had they not voted for Perot. So the evidence suggests that Bill Clinton was going to win 1992 regardless of whether Ross Perot was in the election or not. So checkmate people that believe in the wasted vote theory.
And I think Ross Perot could have told you that very clearly with a series of charts.
the fact is that Trump is running as a Republican. We can see that he's doing well with the Republicans, and it seems likely if he runs independent that he will then pull lots of Republicans. Does that not make sense to you?
That makes some sense, but it also makes sense that there's probably a large number of people that would vote for Trump but would not vote for anybody else.
You mean they just wouldn't go to the polls?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's possible, but usually people pick somebody who's written on the ballot, and they pick their favorite one of those. Anyway, check us out in the meantime. Our Facebook page is facebook.freetalklive.com. Of course, freetalklive.com is the main website. Ben Mark with you.
Daryl.
Ben Johnson.
freetalklive.com.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.